It's 6:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Election 2024 here on WTOP, the night after.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking late this afternoon at Howard University, her alma mater, saying she has called Donald Trump to congratulate him on a new term as Trump pulled out a victory in the presidential race.
Well, joining us live, University of Mary Washington political scientist Stephen Farnsworth. Good to have you back on, Stephen. Let's start with the presidential results in Virginia. Kamala Harris only won by about 6 points, whereas if you look back on President Joe Biden won the state by about 10 points in the previous cycle. There's been a lot of talk about this race in Virginia and how she did. Did any of that underperformance in Virginia reflect the broader problems for her throughout the rest of the state and those other swings, the big swing states?
Well, absolutely. I think that one of the things to really take away from this election is that the Republicans have been able to do a bit better in the suburbs in this cycle than they have in the past. If you look at places like Loudoun County, which have been trending very Democratic, you saw in this cycle a narrowing gap. I mean, Democrats still win these communities, but they're not winning them by as much. And at the same time, you're also seeing rural areas of the state that were maybe 60%, 65% Republican becoming 75% Republican. So this narrowing is occurring in part because the redder areas of Virginia and nationally are getting redder, but also the blue areas weren't as blue in many of these jurisdictions as they were for Joe Biden 4 years earlier.
Now, Virginia is adding to the drama over which party will control the House. Let's talk about the 7th district race between Derek Anderson and Eugene Vindman, a virtual dead heat. Take a look at that. How did we get there?
Well, the 7th District of Virginia is one of these outer ring suburban districts that are, in many other states, also districts that are very, very close. You're looking at the majority in the House, depending on places like Stafford County and Prince William County in Virginia and suburban L.A. and places like that. So what you have are communities that are in part pretty blue if you're thinking about the Prince William part of the 7th District. But then as you get south and west of Fredericksburg, you're looking at areas that are much redder. So these are areas that were always going to be very, very close. And the indication right now is that House control is still up for grabs, even 24 hours after the polls have closed.
Stephen, what about Trump's overperformance? You touched a little bit on the suburban areas, and particularly in various parts of the country, helping the GOP congressional candidates. When you look at the GOP 2nd District Congresswoman Jen Kiggins being able to hold on to her seat, do you think that was a result of this from Trump?
Yeah, I think that Donald Trump has been able to capitalize on a lot of public frustration with Joe Biden. Usually presidents and the president's party that are polling negatively going into the election don't have a good night. It's clear that Harris investing heavily in the swing states was able to narrow some of these gaps. Virginia didn't get that kind of attention. But the reality is that for these candidates in the future on the Democratic side, they're going to have to figure out a way to do better with working class whites. I mean, fundamentally, that's still a majority of the electorate in Virginia and in most states. And you simply cannot imagine that you're going to just simply win elections but on the basis of educated white voters, young voters, and Latino and African American voters. It just doesn't add up to a majority as we saw on Tuesday.
Stephen, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for all your help during this election season.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Farnsworth of the University of Mary Washington.
Let's go to the traffic center now. Check in with Dave Dildine.
In Woodbridge, 95 southbound near the Occoquan River. Crash briefly blocking a couple lanes. It's on the left shoulder. The lanes are open. Outer loop traffic still heavy between 7 and Gallows Road. Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. Interloop congestion remaining between.